We are on the Gemara of Ani Hamanaka Bereish Hazayas. That's where we're going to start. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th line from the top. Samach Aleph Amin Aleph, 61A1. That's the Gemara. Ani Hamanaka Bereish Hazayas. Masha Tachta. But Ani that knocks off branches, cuts off branches at the top of the olive tree. So even though he never was kind of, we say, Medarka Shalom, nobody else should take them. And Rabbi Yossi says, it's Gezel Gomer B'Divrayim. Meaning, again, we explained Friday, that Gezel Gomer B'Divrayim means that the Gezel would get involved in rectifying the situation. That's the Gemara Tanna. Im Likud V'Nosim B'Yad, how is that Gezel Gomer? However, if the Ani is on top of the tree and he's picking it by hand and then dropping it down, because he can't hold that many, but since he picked it by hand, he held it in his hand, he was definitely kainam. And therefore, it would be Gezel Gomer, it would be biblical Gezer, Rashi, in Likud V'Nosim Agabi Karka B'Yad, Hayu L'Mata L'Yoda, it came into his hand, Gezel Gomer, he wasn't knocking down branches, he was holding each fruit, he was kind of each fruit. He dropped it to the ground because that's how he was going to pick it up later. It's his fruit and it's Gezel Gomer. Zokta Gemara Vaiter of Kahana the Kod.
You remember you said Minadin?
What?
Gezel Gomer means Minadin, you remember
you said? I said Gezel Gomer means biblical Gezel.
Get in,
what?
And can get involved? Or?
It's Gezel, like every other Gezel, sure to get involved. But it's not only rabbinic, he becomes postulatus.
No, what bothering him is that the same lushness we had before in Rabban.
There it said Gezel Gomer Mitzvreya. Here it says Gezel Gomer. So I think of my writer. Rav Kahana because of Lahuzum. Rav Kahana was going to the city of Utsum. Chaji Lahu Gavra Davishodi Ufya. He saw a person that was throwing sticks at the branches and knocking them down. Kanashvin Tamri, and the dates were falling. Azo Kamankid Vazo. Aho. Now, we're not going to ask any questions till we finish the story. There's a lot of questions to ask here. So we're going to leave the questions to after we finish the story. Azo Kamankid Vaho. He went and he picked them and was eating it. Amalei, so the person told him, Chazi, Mar, the Biyadish and the Sindhu. You should know, a lot of them I picked by hand. It's not that all of them I'm knocking down the branches by throwing sticks at the branches which are breaking the branches off. Some of them I picked by hand, and therefore it's mine. You have no right to take it. Amalei me'asvud Reb Yasha ata. You must come from the city of Reb Yasha, right? And therefore you know the halacha. Kariyalei letzadik yisayd olam. So he said about Reb Yasha, a tzadik is the foundation of the world. Means he teaches people halacha, and they know halacha. Now to understand this story, the Rishonim have a problem. At best scenario, it was Gezel Nedar Kishalom. Was Medar Kishalom, right? So when he knocked it down with the sticks, Rav Kahana went and picked it, thinking that he never held it in his hand. But it's still rabbinically prohibited. Rav Kahana keeps the Rabbonans, and the Mishnah said, Medar Kishalom, you don't touch it. So why did Rav Kahana take it? Then the person said, don't take it. I held it in my hand. That was kind of. Okay, so Rav Kahana said, good to know you know the halacha. Rav Yashi is a great man. He teaches the halacha. But the question is, what was Rav Kahana's Havamina? Even if he didn't pick it with his hand, it's still rabbinically prohibited. What was his right to take it? So there are many different answers in the Rishonim. Taisa's answers, that Rav Kahana thought he was interested in the branches, not in the fruit. When he saw him knocking down branches, he said, oh, he wants the wood. He doesn't care about the fruit. Therefore, it's not Dar Kishalom. So the person told him, it's not true. Not only do I care about the fruit, but I even held it in my hand. That's the way Tysus learns. Other Rishonim learn that this was Hefker. This was not a poor person who was picking Lekachik Chumpeya. This was Hefker. And this Takon of Dar Kishalom wasn't made by Hefker. It was only made by an Ani who's picking Peya, that's the leftover of the field. But if a field is Hefker, if a tree is Hefker, there's no Dar Kishalom. So the person told him, forget about Dar Kishalom, I held it in my hand. That's an other answer that the Rishonim give of why Rav Kahana was liberal and took it, but allowed himself to take it. And the third answer I saw in the Rishonim is, brought down, is that he thought it was a guy. And Darkei Shalom didn't apply to the fields of a guy. He thought a guy was doing this. So he never was kind of, so I can take it. So the person told him, "I'm first of all, I'm a Yid. And second of all, I picked it up with my hand." Now what's the Tzadik Yisayid Olam? Why did he say Tzadik Yisayid Olam? So Sefer says a very interesting shot. He said, the halacha is, the Mishnah says, Ashloisha Dvarim Olam Eimer. Al Din, Emes, and Shalom. Darkei Shalom is Shalom, but it's not Din. Din is that he would be mutter to take it because he wasn't kainet, but that's not Shalom. But Rabbi Yashia told the people, you can pick it by hand, and then Din it's yours, and you don't even need Darkei Shalom. So Rabbi Yashia told his people that if you want to really be kainet and take it out and make a biblical gezel, pick it by hand. So when the person said, I picked it by hand, he said, you must be coming from Rabbi Yashia's city, the Tzadik Yisayid Olam. He understands the foundation of the world is on Din and Shalom. And he made both, meaning he told you how to do the Din and not block the Darkei Shalom by being kainet biblically.
Some were done by hand.
And some were done the other way. Right.
Some were done drabbanan.
Correct.
And we're saying now that it wasn't drabbanan because it wasn't.
Well, it depends which teretz you want to know. Either it was drabbanan. At the end of the day, it was drabbanan, according to two of the two terutzim.
Some of them.
No, again. Yeah, some of them were derisa, correct.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's robe. I mean, he had reasons for Heter to take it. Did he have any Heter to take it? How did he know how many were the derisa and some were what? Some were
again. According to Tysus, he told them, "I'm interested in the fruit. Therefore, you have no right to take anything." Plus the fact some of them was kind of derisa.
So according to that, either way, it's not good.
According to the Tarrant, he thought it was a guy. He found out it was the end.
According to that also...
Right. Next. So the only territory you're left with is that it was thought it was Hefker and the Takana doesn't apply. So according to that, he was allowed to take the ones that were knocked out. But since it's mixed up, he can't take them.
Why?
Because he was kind to some of them. He made me steal the ones I was kind of.
That's another
territory. It's Zela. It's a child of Zela. But the
Pshat is a stag. The Pshat is not his robe, but also
Muxik. It's on the floor. It's laying on the floor.
Maybe the ones he took with the stick, he didn't do beyond.
Right, he didn't.
That's what he's saying.
Yes. So I'm saying, so what do you mean?
They say the word rive. But it doesn't.
Who said rove?
I saw it in one of them first. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Oifi Makalas, Rabbi Yashim and Hutzalayam. But Asher, Rabbi Yashata, Fichachata Boki Bedinim, you know Dinim. Right? Because he's always teaching Rabbim. Gemara says you don't stop Ani and Nachrim from picking like a chikrapeya. May dark and shalom. Tana Rabbanon. When you give a food bank to the Jewish poor people, and Goyim come, you give them food as well. You go visit the sick. You have a Bikur Chaylim organization. And a guy applies to get things from the Bikur Chaylim organization. You give him as well. And the Kairim Mesa Nachrim Mesa Yisrael. And if they're burying the dead because there was a plague or something, and the Chevra Kedisha is taking care of the deceased, they should take care of the guy who's deceased as well. But nay, Darkei Shalom, the Goyim shouldn't say the Jews only take care of their own and they don't care about anybody else, and that creates friction.
Is this theoretically the opinion that said he thought it was a guy?
No, because we'll see in Rashi, it's not a theory. Why it's not a theory? Rashi, this is Machloikus Mishaitin, what Rashi is going to say now. Dr. Rashi, Imeisi Yisrael, Loi Bekivri Yisrael. Of course, you're not burying them together with Yidden. It is utter to bury Yidden and Goyim together. Yidden have to be in their own separate cemetery, divided by a barrier, but from the Goyim. That's what's brought down in Halacha, that a Jewish cemetery should be uniquely Jewish and divided with a barrier from non-Jews. Ela misaskim behem imbatsum harugim im Yisrael. All it means is, if they're burying the Jewish deceased. They should also bury Gaish the deceased wherever they get buried. They're not that they bury them in the same place. You bury them in different places, but you take care of them when you take. Now, Rashi is mashma that the person is engaged in burying Jews, and there are Gaim there as well, so he should bury Gaim as well. He's engaged in visiting the sick, so he's visiting the Gaim. Yidden, he should visit the Gaim. He's engaged in handing out food. He's handing out the food to Yidden, he should hand out food to Gayim. What if they're only Gayim deceased? What if there's only people in the hospital that are Gayim? What if the Gayim are the only ones that come to the food bank? No Yidden are showing up. So if Mashma from Rashi, then it's not Eva. Because you're not showing that you're taking care of one and not taking care of the other. It's not necessarily the Chavre Kedisha's job to go take care of Gayim. The Chavre Kedisha's job is to take care. Now, if there's Gayim with Yidden, don't ignore the Gayish deceased. That would make Eva. You're only taking care of your own, not the others. But if there's no Yidden around, it's not the Chavre Kedisha's job to be available to bury Gayim. That's Rashi's opinion. That Eva is only when you're doing at this moment for Yidden, you should also include Gayim. However, others argue on Rashi, and they say no. If you have an organization of chesed for Yidden, and Gayim are going to feel that you don't care about them, even if now you're not involved in taking care of Yidden, you should still take care of the Gayim. I don't know how we paskin that we look for Eva. If there's Eva, we're supposed to do Gayim as well. If there's not Eva, then we don't do it. That's the halacha.
If you're giving out food, and the Gayim got there first,
again, if you're in the middle of giving out food...
They were there. Only the Goyim came.
So again, if the food's out, today would be Eva, correct?
Oh, right.
Today, yes. Yes. There's a silent bite skin. If a guy is sick, are you allowed to daven for him? The achra seems to be that if he's an Eivet HaVed Zara, not. But that today there's really no way of Eivet Zara. Most Goyim, they go through motions. They don't really believe what they believe. So therefore, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, B'chutz Loretz, Ein Oiv D'Avodah Zarah, they're just Minig HaMaseh B'Yadayim. So therefore, Halach is brought down that if it makes a Kiddush Hashem that you daven for the guy, you're allowed to daven for the guy. But again, if it makes a Kiddush Hashem, especially by Tzadikim, when they davened, it worked. So it was a huge Kiddush Hashem that the Tzadik davened for the guy and he got healed.
Yeah,
well,
if you just tell
them,
you know, you're still a
feel
that you're
Christian. Yeah,
I'll pray for your daughter
or
whatever.
Zog demish devaitem. Mishaelas isha lechaverta hachshuda la shvias. Okay, a woman that's chashed on shvias, which Rashi learns. Let me explain. Now, halacha by Perish Shmita is, you're allowed to pick Perish Shmita to eat. You're not allowed to do business with Perish Shmita. Perish Shmita is hefker. You're allowed to go to a field and pick Perish Shmita as much as you want to eat. There's no limitation of how much you pick for your own family to eat. That's what Perish Shmita is for. You can pick it and use it to eat. However, there's a halacha called beer. Beer means that once it's no longer available in the field, and the Gemara in different areas goes through different fruits, at what point it becomes unavailable. At that point, you have to do beer. There's a big machlokes with Shaitan on what beer is. We'll go with Tysus's shot in Pesachim, that you take it out and you make it hefker. And you let everything out hefker that everybody can take, including you. But you can't bring it all back. Meaning you make it hefker and allow a chance for everybody else to take. There's some rich item to learn beer means you have to get rid of it. That's Zman beer. Zman beer, it varies by different fruits, different times of the year. Not a gay ass that much. It's called Zman beer. Now, there are people that didn't keep beer. They picked Shemitah fruit. And when Zman beer came, they didn't do what they had to. They kept it anyway. That's usher. And it's an aveira to do. So the question is, you have a lady that is chashed al hashvias. Meaning people say she doesn't keep Shemitah, she keeps the fruit after beer. She comes to you, this is not fruit, this is produce. She comes to you and she says, can I borrow an oven? Can I borrow a sifter? Can I borrow a grinder? And she's going to be working with Perish Shmita. So the child is, can you lend it to them? Can you lend it to them? Right. That's the shayla. Zok the Mishnah. Mishaelus isha lechaver tachashuda lashiyis. Napa, the kivra, brachai, and the tanner. Zok Rashi, alashiyis, lishmur peris shviyis ulhatsniyam and abir ve'elach. You can lend it to them. Avaloi sover v'loi sitchanima. Because the darkei shalom, we don't want people not lending things to people. However, you don't work with her. Because you're not allowed to be Messiah, they're Avera, but they're doing the Avera. When they're working with the field, with the fruit, you're helping them in the time of they're doing an Avera. You can lend them the vessels they need, but don't you help. Sover means separate, and Sitcha means grind, ima. Rashi, the Sover by Sitcha ima l'sayim, nisha'asa l'sayim b'dayim. You cannot help actively. Giving them the tools is not helping them actively.
So if you know they don't keep kosher, what's the difference?
Right. We'll see. This is what we're talking about. That's why we're learning the Mishnah.
The Caleb don't become apostle already.
No. But you're in a certain way helping them.
Serving the flowers and put it away.
The Shalif.
Food in a store in Israel and during Shemitah, you just grab a piece off at the store.
What?
Shemitah food, Hefker, and can you just take a piece of fruit?
From the store? No, from the field, yes.
Why not the store?
Because what happens is, this is called Eicher Bezen. First of all, most stores that you're going to go to don't have Shemitah fruit. They have Geisha fruit. And they go according to the Shitas that says Machlekes Paiskim, not today's Paiskim, earlier Paiskim, where the land owned by Goyim has Kedusha Shemitah or not. So Yerushalayim, they make hold that any land owned by a guy has no Kedusha Shemitah, therefore the storekeeper owns the fruit 100%. In Bnei Barak, they're Machmer. They're Machmer like the Shitas that say the Chazanish was Machmer. It's not like Bnei Barak's Machmer. The Chazanish was Machmer. And therefore Bnei Barak, the Paskin, that does have Kedusha Shemitah. However, there's something called Eicher Bezen. In order for be able to do it in an orderly fashion, they organized in the time of the early Achrayim something called Eicher Bezen. The Bezen appoints people who get paid to do the work. And they only sell the fruit for the amount of expenses there were. There's no profit. So it's only to cover expenses. So part of the expenses is making it available to the public in an orderly fashion. So therefore, the storekeeper is getting reimbursed for his time and effort. Nobody's making a profit. The owner of the field is reimbursed. There's a whole system called the Eicher Bezen. The
farmer makes no profit.
Nobody makes profit, correct.
But the produce is harvested the same as
the year. I honestly don't know all the details. Rashi. We did the Rashi. Now this is a question of Shemitah, which is a deraisa. Now we move on to a different thing. There are people that didn't keep Tumatara. Right? There are people that didn't keep Tumatara. And the question is, can a woman who is makbar in Tumatara help a woman that's not makbar in Tumatara do work or not? Because there's an issur drabanan to be matama chulin unnecessarily. But the rabbanon, they want you to eat chulin batara. And the question is, what is the halacha vis-a-vis that? So the Mishnah, Mishaelus, eishas chaver, and eishas of a chaver and amaret here, do not mean that he takes a bechina in learning. Chaver means he's reliable. Amaretz means he's not reliable. A person can be a very learned man and be an amaretz. A person can be a very not such a learned man and be a chaver. The term chaver comes, you can take it to the bank that he will never do. He's very careful. So a person can be a chaver in different areas. Chaver here means he's careful. And amaretz means a woman that's not careful. So therefore, the question is, can a woman who's makbid lend it to women that are not makbid? And we will talk about this tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock. We're back, and Thursday morning, 6 o'clock. Baruch Hashem.